And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 9th of December. December 9th is Genocide Prevention Day. Genocide is a word that refers to acts of violence perpetrated against members of a racial, ethnic, national, or religious group. The goal is to annihilate the entire group. There are many human genocides occurring currently around the world, including in Sudan, Nigeria, Ukraine, Syria, Yemen, Myanmar, Central African Republic, China, Gaza, Iraq, and Democratic Republic of Congo. Vegans must stand against any and all genocides of humans, as well as the billions of non-human animals who are in a seemingly never-ending Holocaust. And December 9th is International Day of Veterinary Medicine. Speciesism is a societal issue, but when those who believe that eating some animals but saving others is okay are the ones who have pledged to protect animals, the disconnect is mind-boggling, and it is an issue vegan veterinary professionals are becoming more vocal about. Why don't more veterinarians ask why they're eating their patients, says Ernie Ward, a plant-based veterinarian in Calabash, North Carolina, and author of The Clean Pet Food Revolution, who went vegan first for his health and then for the animals because of the question he just asked. Why aren't more vets vegan, or at least more opinionated about why it's okay to do every life-saving measure for certain species, but not others? Answering that question is not easy and will require a shift among veterinary schools and veterinarians. December 9th is also National Llama Day. Llamas are members of the camelid family. Camelids first appeared on the central plains of North America about 40 million years ago. About 3 million years ago, llamas' ancestors migrated to South America. Llamas are important to South American culture, and their domestication some 6,000 years ago shaped the rise of the Inca Empire. However, human prosperity came at expense to llamas. The entire empire relied on them for food, clothing, travel, and entertainment and ceremonies, all industries that stripped sensitive llamas of the opportunity to express their natural behavior and cause them harm. Today, llamas are still exploited, largely because of their gentle nature. Llamas are used at petting zoos and as therapy animals on college campuses during finals week, both entertainment options that cause extreme stress to the animals who are surrounded and groped by dozens of grabbing hands. Today, despite the existence of many kinder, more sustainable material choices, llamas are raised so that their fleece can be sheared off, often violently. The fleece is then made into sweaters, scarves, and other items. When shopping, be sure to check tags and labels and steer clear of any item containing llama. The publication of Animal Minds and Human Morals by Richard Sarabji was on this day in 1993. They don't have syntax, so we can eat them. According to Richard Sarabji, this conclusion, attributed to the Stoic philosophers, was based on Aristotle's argument that animals lack reason. In his fascinating book, Sarabji traces the roots of our thinking about animals back to Aristotelian and Stoic beliefs. Focusing on the significance of ritual sacrifice and the eating of meat, he explores religious contexts of the treatment of animals in ancient Greece and in medieval Western Christendom. And the publication of Animals and World Religions by Lisa Kemmerer was on this day in 2011. In this comprehensive examination, Lisa Kemmerer explores animal-friendly teachings in the world's indigenous and dominant religious traditions, including the religions of India, Vedic, Hindu, Buddhist, Jain, China, Taoism and Confucianism, and the Middle East, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Animals and World Religions demonstrates that rethinking how we treat non-human animals is essential for anyone claiming one of the world's great religions. And here is a poem written before the author's death in an airstrike by the Israeli military. If I Must Die by Rafat Alarir. If I must die, you must live to tell my story, to sell my things, to buy a piece of cloth and some strings, make it white with a long tail, so that a child somewhere in Gaza, while looking heaven in the eye, awaiting his dad, who left in a blaze and bid no one farewell, not even to his flesh, not even to himself, sees the kite, my kite you made, flying up above, and thinks for a moment an angel is there, bringing back love. If I must die, let it bring hope. Let it be a tale. If I Must Die by Refaat El Arir. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder that every life is sacred.